I want to say thank you to everyone. Yes, as you have seen in the title, this is the final episode of the Expressive Espresso podcast. I have been your host, Alexis DeAndrecoli. This is the last time you will be hearing that intro song. So let's get to it.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAndrecoli.
Thank you all for tuning in to this final episode, Dropping the Mic. I know it has been a whirlwind, right? Not a whirlwind. It's just been a really good experience. This podcast has opened many doors for me. This podcast has, I wanted to say, many doors, many opportunities. Definitely different relationships, conversations, connections that I hold dear to my heart. I wanted to end this last final episode with a solo podcast because this is how it began. You know, it began with me saying a lot of ums and a lot of awkwardness, but I want to say throughout the years that I've definitely learned to build my confidence up. It's not bittersweet leaving this podcast. If you all have been following me on Instagram, I tend to like Instagram a lot. It's now under Alexis Danju, not Alexis Danju 33. And that will be changing soon. But of course, I will keep you all updated. If you all have been following me, you know that I have been on this journey of nursing school, and I had to hold that dream dear to my heart. I've only shared it with a few others, and of course my family and some of my friends and some of my connections I've shared it with. And I didn't want to announce it prematurely, because just like a pregnancy, right? You don't want to make that announcement too prematurely. Things can happen within that first trimester where, you know, a miscarriage is likely. And there have been plenty of trials and errors on this journey to nursing school. Again, I am thankful and I'm actually happy. I'm relieved that I can finally release that. So I have been accepted into nursing school. I will not say the school that I've been accepted into, which is why, dropping the mic, I have to end the podcast. However, that doesn't mean you will not be hearing my voice over the sound waves. It just means that I have to alter things a little bit. And with that, I do have to end Expressive Espresso, the podcast. But there will be things in the future, a pivot, if you will, that will be coming up. So stay tuned. Before we get into the final words that I wanted to say as far as within this podcast, I want to give a few thanks to certain people that have helped throughout this journey. And of course, I want to thank the supporters of this podcast, my clients, my past clients, the past guests that I've had on here, whether that includes the last podcast episode that with Todd Baldwin Jr., or when we're talking about serious dynamics such as Alzheimer's with Brianna, or whether that's talking about having a bakery business with Tamika, or, you know, having a different perspective with Shondell. I mean, there's just plenty of guests that I have had. And I want to thank you all for participating within the podcast. I hope that the podcast episode has helped your business, has helped you pivot, and has helped with exposure. The special thanks that I want to give before I get into this episode is I want to thank my mother. I want to thank Miss Perry. Miss Perry, your unwavering hand in life's many challenges. Not only have you been a great mother to me, but you have been my best friend. And I am thankful to have you here. And I'm thankful to have you in my life. And I'm thankful that you will continue this journey with me. So thank you. I would also like to thank my grandfather in New York. Thank you, Granddad or G-Dad, as our family knows him. My grandmother. I would also like to thank my children, Autumn, Jordan, Jalen, and Khalil. Thank you guys for your presence. Thank you guys for your resilience. And I thank you for your love. I would also like to thank members of the Barnes family, Diana, Nisha, and my sister Corinne. Well, my sisters, Nisha and Corinne, but Diana and Tommy as well. Thank you so much. And now we're going into my friends. So a special shout out to my friends, Alicia, Whitney, Elizabeth, Tamika, Madrika. It's a lot of us, right? But I digress. Sherelle, Ashley, Aaron, Vaniqua, my cousin AJ, my aunts, Tay, Miss Moses, thank you so much. Anna, thank you. Sierra, thank you so much. And anybody that I am forgetting to name, please just blame it on my mind, not my heart. And I would also, before I get into this, I would like to thank my husband. Jamar, I would like to thank you for being the ultimate teacher. I've learned a lot from you during this process, and I believe that you have definitely served your purpose. So with that, I would like to thank you for all that I've learned about you, all that I've learned throughout this marriage, and I hope that you will continue to learn throughout your journey. So thank you. All right, so let's get into this episode. Originally, I wanted to do this episode around July because I wanted to do it as a mid-year review. However, it just didn't work out this way. I just want to say that it's okay to change your goals. I'm going into a field that I didn't think I wanted to go into. And I know that they glamorize, you know, nursing, right? I understand that nursing and stuff like that makes a lot of money. It's very consistent. But if there was anything that I learned during COVID, and, you know, that was, 3 years ago, it was the essential things that were open. And hopefully we won't have to experience another pandemic like we did before. But you have to ask yourself, well, how do I pivot within this realm? How do I pivot within this world? You know, we were literally quarantined, the entire world. And I think as far as millennials, especially, well, not especially, but I think millennials we've been through a lot. A lot. And so we have had to learn how to pivot within this realm of life. And so that's why with this episode, dropping the mic, it's okay to change your goals. So when changing your goals, just remember, as we all know, life is short. We've all dealt with our fair share of disappointing moments, challenges, even death, betrayals, loss of income. I mean, just, you know, things like that. So life is short. And intelligent quitters understand the true cause of opportunity loss. they know that the physical, mental, and emotional energy saved, added to the time and or money salvaged from quitting, can be redirected into something much more worthy of their attention. And that also attributes to changing your goals, because it's definitely okay. So one, just know you can quit. You know, you can move on, you can leave it all behind and start again with a fresh perspective. So just think of, after reaching a certain age, you realize that not doing certain things because of fear were your worst mistakes. The pain of regret is common and very real at the end of one's life. And I think that is where the pivot for myself came during COVID, right? I was among a lot of people. I was laid off from a position and I made a declaration that this is the last time this is happening to me. Not only is this the last time this is happening to me, but I'm not willing to put my family through this again. So just know that worrying is a waste of valuable time. And the things you worried about when you were 10 or even 20 years old seem foolish now. You know, the things that you worry about now will seem just as foolish when you're 80. There's also, you know, there's still time, but there's not unlimited time. So with that, you do still have the time, but that time will pass quicker than you think. So it's time to get busy and focus on that pivot, that change of your goals. And remember to keep it simple, right? Dwelling on the past interferes with your future happiness. Cover the most important issues and then shift your attention to enjoying the rest of your life. And one thing we definitely know is that with discomfort comes growth, and it also brings opportunity. And with that, certain opportunities in life occur when we decide to go against the norm. Every kind of growth needs a measure of discomfort. You cannot grow without experiencing something out of your comfort zone. And if you want to achieve anything in life, grow outside of your bubble. To achieve healthy relationships, diet, and sound finances, you must grow in knowledge, skills, and habits. So I'm going to end this podcast episode on that. I know I haven't thanked everybody. And like I said, please charge it to my mind and not my heart. But I truly want to thank all the guests, all the clients, all the supporters of the Expressive Espresso podcast, the photographers, the makeup artists, the web designers, the people who just reach out to me via email, via DMs. I truly thank you. And now for the next step and in this ultimate pivot, I ask that you stay tuned. And you will get that announcement of the next podcast. Until we meet again, I hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening.